Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious? And all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world. Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Now joins us with our acoustic campfire concert for today. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
I'm so honored to have you on the program today. I have been following you for a couple of years now. I've seen you in the PTA Battle of the Bands for the final competitions for the state competition level. And I've also seen you last week at the State Fair Park where you performed in the Battle of the Bands showcase. And you've got a magical voice. You've got an amazing story, and I'm thrilled to have you on the program. And listeners out there, as you listen to Hallie, there's something about her that really stands out to me, and I've always had this impression that she's a little bit like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. There's a purity, there's a magical quality about you that I can't quite define yet, but there's something very powerful about you, too. And again, thank you for taking time with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
You have been very strongly influenced by music over the years, and you've done very well in the competitions as well as the showcase. Give us a little background about music and how that has helped you over the years.
Well, I have been singing since I could remember. Well, my dad would like to say that I've been singing since I left the womb. But music has honestly been my foundation for my entire life. And has gotten me through some of the toughest times I've ever been through. You know, I've experienced forms of depression and addiction, but through music, it was a lot of healing. And the healing power of not just music, but God as well, for me.
I find that super powerful. And I've heard that from other artists, too. Music does have a healing thing. In fact, some of the artists I have visited with over the years have found that some of their best music, some of their most inspired music, comes through those challenging times.
Oh, yes. And I even wrote a song about trauma. And trauma, honestly, can inspire the best lyrics in the world because they mean so much and they're so true. When I'm singing, I'm telling a story of what I've been through. And how I'm getting through it, and basically how I inspired myself to get motivated and get out of the hole that I was in.
Music is one of those tools to help inspire folks to get out of those holes, lift themselves up, and find help in addition to yourself.
Oh, yes, for sure. And when I went to Battle of the Bands, especially this year specifically, we sang two songs with my band, and it was Fight Song by Rachel Platten, and then a song of my own called Moving Forward. But since I had been through such a rough time, I was wanting to share a message with everyone. Keep on fighting and keep on moving forward. And we ended up winning the most inspirational award after that.
Congratulations. That is awesome. And well-deserved, too. You've actually faced a number of challenges the past couple years. It's been really tough for you, as well as all of our other students out there, too.
I feel like a lot of people, most people, experience amounts of depression throughout their lives. And I believe that there is a massive chunk of people who also experience suicidal thoughts, which a lot of people don't feel like they can talk about it because they don't feel normal. And I think that can be actually a very dangerous way of looking at it, not talking about it and keeping silent and just letting yourself rot in this hole you've dug yourself.
In some ways, I think they feel more vulnerable when they bring it out and talk about it.
Oh my goodness, it's the most vulnerable feeling you will ever get. And the only thing that is the lie is that, yes, some people will judge you, but that you won't get the help that you need. That is the lie. The lie is you are going through this by yourself. This is only you. And throughout the years, I just remember back in junior high when I was in a four-year thing with this kid. I just kind of liked him, and we were really good friends, and he ended up trying to take his own life. And that really took me back. And I just looked at it, and it stressed me out so bad. It left a big hole in my stomach, an ulcer. And I was told that if it was to get any bigger, I could possibly die. Stress can literally kill you. And I was like, what? Why is this happening? And I'm losing all this weight, and it hurts to eat. And I just got in this state of really suppressed sadness, which followed me into high school. But I wouldn't talk about it as I was somebody who was depressed. I wasn't that way. That wasn't me. And I just did a lot of thinking. I'm like, no, I'm not that person. I don't need help. I don't need to tell people what I'm going through. But even at that time, pornography was kind of following me as well. And as a girl, that didn't make sense because a lot of people talked about it with dudes. That's not something a girl does. I was young and felt like that shouldn't be a thing, and I'm the only girl who's going through this. And I dug myself deeper and deeper, not talking about it and asking for help. But there came a point in my life where I decided, instead of feeling sad about it, I was going to educate myself on what pornography does to your brain and why it's dangerous, instead of being like, oh, I'm a bad person. That is another lie that people tell themselves all the time. I'm a bad person for looking at this or doing this. You're not a bad person. It's just not a safe mistake. It changes chemicals in your brain and actually dilutes what's called pair bonding, which is what you're supposed to do with one person. You're supposed to pair bond with one person, but your brain can't tell that the photos on the screen are separate people. It can see that it's separate people, and it's trying to pair bond with all those people. All of a sudden, just like if you pour water into your favorite soda pop, it becomes less and less tasteful.
It makes sense, too, though. I know that this has been a challenge for youth everywhere. Now, more so with everybody having their cell phone now.
Oh, for sure. In fact, I honestly fully believe that it's 99% of America specifically experiences the addiction to pornography. But at the same time, people are feeling like they need to keep that hidden. And that's not even the truth either, because pornography doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it will change the chemicals in your brain to be able to form good connections. And people need connection. In fact, when I say that's a sin, people need to look at, well, why is it called a sin? What is a sin? A sin is something that destroys somebody's life. When they say with the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, that destroys people's lives. And I'm just like, oh, wait, that is destroying my life if I actually connect with my future spouse because I've decided, oh, I'm going to look at all these other people, and it destroys families.
That's very true. Very powerful. And from a youth, from a student, you just barely graduated from high school. You're very wise for your years.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break now. Be back in a few minutes. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Miss Hallie Hales for our acoustic campfire concert and our discussion on stress and overcoming addiction. Stick around. More fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio.
My man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. He never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Great boating still awaits this fall. We'll meet you at the boat ramp next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud. Spend time on the water this fall. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation invites us to some great boating.
Even outside of the hunts, for folks, come out and hit your waters. Don't mothball that boat yet. Water temperatures are still sitting at very good levels there. You can maybe get an after work or even a Saturday that you can pick and go out and have that fun on the water. It's not over yet, so don't mothball them up quite yet. Frost is not in the air quite yet, and as soon as that starts to happen, then I'm going to start telling folks, yeah, you may want to take care of your boat, put it up for the year, but come out and enjoy Utah's waters and be safe. There's a lot more opportunities to have memories made, and please go and partake of them and do that. And I can remember many awesome mornings of being there and being out just before the sun started to rise, and you got that mist that's out on the water, and it's kind of foggy and kind of kind of gloomy, and then all of a sudden that sun comes over and it lights up the mountain. You can see those fall colors, and then that mist just burns off, and it's just an incredible sight to be there and see and behold and all the beauty and everything that's out there. So don't give up on your fall. There's a lot of incredible, incredible opportunities out there for folks on boats. Head to our website. It is stateparks.utah.gov, and that is our Utah State Parks website. And you can find out statuses of our parks. If you go underneath the resources portion, you can find out about boating and off-highway vehicles throughout the state. And under that boating tab is where you find your education classes and all the other information that you would even need to know about boating as a whole.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host this program. We have Hallie Hales with us for our acoustic campfire concert. You've actually created several songs. Trauma, since you brought it up, let's talk about Trauma first. How did you come up with the song, and what does it mean to you?
About 3-ish years ago, I remember getting into a relationship with my friend, my really good friend, and he just kind of flipped the switch on me, and I wouldn't call him my boyfriend or anything, and basically what ended up happening was there was bullying for about 7 months. I lost all my friends. I got letters about how I was manipulative and all of this, and this is why he broke it off with me, and all of a sudden I was like, all my friends are siding with him and not talking to me anymore. All of a sudden I'm feeling alone and worthless. And I ended up making kind of a horrible decision to take this other kid who I knew kind of had a thing for me. And I was like, you know what? I turned to my friend and I told her the decision I had made. I was like, I'm going to kiss him, you know? And she's just like, Hallie, don't do that. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, what's going through my head right now is not healthy. And instead of taking that as a sign of we should probably get her some help, she said, well, you do whatever you want. I think it's important to know that when people are giving you signs, red flags, to actually pay attention, because that ended up leading me into a 6-month relationship while I wasn't having any friends and still continuously getting texts from this other person about my worth and how I'm worthless. I ended up staying with him until the day that everything got taken away from me. And I was at complete rock bottom.
And this is in high school?
Yes. This was the end of my junior year leading into the beginning of my senior year.
And that's on top of the pandemic and everything else, isolation from the pandemic.
Oh, don't even get me started with the pandemic. I don't even know how I was able to get through that, but my family, we did fine comparably to others, but at the same time, I was feeling a lot of isolation with that as well. And I just remember, since I was in such a deep state, I was actually an officer back in my sophomore and junior year, but remember that because of the pandemic, we just weren't working as hard, and it was hard to be at things because I kept being quarantined and isolated. And I actually remember walking by and hearing some teachers actually speak how I wasn't doing the best. But they were saying it very rude, and I ended up coming in and just bawling and said, I've had, like, the worst year of my life, and you guys are speaking so badly about me, and I don't understand why. And instead of reaching out, these adults that I trusted wiped it away, and I didn't end up in office the next year because I was going through so much, which is an okay thing. But there are so many red flags with other people that when I started actually getting out of my situation during my senior year and slowly building up back my confidence, I started actually seeing more and more kids going through the same things that I had. And I just remember thinking to myself, there are so many red flags. Like, all these things that people aren't noticing or picking up on, and all these people who are feeling just so alone and worthless. That's really what it comes down to, is they feel ashamed and silenced, and really they're begging for help in the most silent way possible.
For family, for friends out there who should be seeing these red flags, what are the most obvious red flags that you would suggest people watch for?
I suggest, honestly, sometimes it can lead to personality changes. Other times it's as silent as somebody just making a comment. And I really just think reaching out to everyone in general. Like, if it's your younger sibling, take my younger sister, for example, just catch up with them. Ask them how they're doing and if they need anything. People need connection. But I know that sometimes even the ones who look the strongest can be some of the ones who are the most damaged. Some people hide it behind a mask. And I think just asking, how are you? What's going on in your life? Is there anything you need?
I think you're hitting it right on the head. I think a lot of times, a lot of people will say, well, how's it going? And they really aren't expecting a response. They're almost turning away before they actually get a response. Although that's good, that's fine. And then they're on their merry way. Active listening is a key, is I think what you're bringing up.
And I still can't believe schools, I wish they would teach more about this concept of connection. I get it that when you go to public school, you kind of learn how to socialize with people, but it'd be nice if there was like a required communications class. How I think a lot of students nowadays with cell phones and everything don't actually really know how to talk to a person in real life.
I think you're right. I've said this before. We may have all these other ways to connect with people through Facebook and Twitter and all these other quote-unquote social media outlets. We have thousands of ways to text and email and communicate in ways we've never been able to and faster ways we've ever been able to. But that personal connection is oftentimes lost. And families, they may be sitting across the table from each other for dinner, but they may never really fully connect anymore because everybody might be on their phones texting or playing games or whatever else.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. And I just wish it was taught more on not just etiquette. I think it would honestly benefit kids, especially in our generation, to just actually learn how to connect and even how to get out of addiction. And I hate it that they're teaching, of course, it's better than nothing, but they're like, oh, this is safe sex. Instead of, hey, there's things like STDs, and here's the benefits to not doing it right now, and teaching about what is going on in your brain. And it's completely normal to feel certain feelings. You're a normal person. You don't have to feel bad for, oh, look at that photo on the screen. A lot of guilt brings a lot of silence from people. They don't want people knowing their deepest, darkest secrets, but the truth is we need to stop with this whole stay silent about it and shame on you if you're going through anything that is not appropriate. And I'm lucky that I was able to come to my parents and tell them what was going on with me. And I ended up messing up with a later boyfriend after the manipulative relationship because I was feeling like, oh, it's already gone. I've already done it. What's the point of trying to do anything else if my worth and my decisions have already been made? I can't go back. I've already made the decision to go down that road. And it's trading in a penny for a pound. It's actually such a concept that doesn't make sense, but a lot of people do it.
You're not at the end of the tunnel. You're not at the end of a dead-end street there. There are ways to turn around and go back. We just need to be able to recognize them. And if folks are out there listening, feeling like they may be trapped, if their folks are out there listening and they're going, wow, I can relate with what's going on here, what we're talking about, what resources would you point them to? How would you recommend that they approach this to get back?
A really good way that I ended up actually getting back to the position I am is through therapy. And another thing was talking to my parents, although I know that is not always a resource open to everyone. I would suggest talking to trusted adults and maybe even starting with friends. And friends who are hearing this, I would encourage your friends or your family to seek the most professional help that they can. And getting help from therapists and talking through it. I feel like the saying, you are what you eat, is very true. And I think that if you keep that consumed in, all the thoughts about yourself, it'll make you that person. What we really need to do is start letting it out and being vulnerable and just being like, you know what? This is what I'm struggling with and I need help. I think the more people who feel less shame, than guilt. I mean, guilt can help you change, but shame will keep you in the same spot that you have always been.
It's very powerful. It's that same shame and that willingness to become a little more vulnerable that will open up that door for you. It's kind of a contradiction in a lot of our minds here that that would be the case, but it actually is empowering. Because once you put it in the spotlight, it's there and you don't have to be ashamed about it anymore. You can go forward.
Yes, for sure. I totally agree. Put everything in the light and just, whether it be putting it in the light in front of your parents or to a therapist or maybe speaking to a very trusted friend, I say try and get it out as soon as you can. Stop going down the road that you're going down. I've never experienced addiction with drugs or alcohol, but I suggest the same thing with that as well.
Get that team behind you that wants to help you.
Continue moving forward. Just keep swimming, like Dory said, and keep moving forward like Meet the Robinsons. A lot of people understand what you're actually going through. You're not alone in this. And stop feeling that way. Feel that way for a split second and then get a desire to get back up on your feet and open up to those who are going to help you. And a big way that I got out of it as well was actually educating myself out of certain things. Watching lots of videos on the brain and seeing, oh, wait, I'm actually normal to be feeling that way. And the whole idea of there's 7 billion people on the planet makes me feel better that I actually am normal. And that's okay. It's a normal thing. Although the addiction will destroy your life, it's normal to feel the feelings, but it's not normal to be attracted to the people on the screen, sleeping with many different people, and just giving yourself away. And you're not giving yourself enough credit for trying. In fact, I say, take a little step at a time. You don't have to do it all at once.
Again, resources are out there for students in school. There are counselors available. Again, where do you recommend people get started?
I got started with BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy that is actually was super affordable for me as a 19-year-old. And they completely remain anonymous, and you can just do it right there in your home. You can do it over text or over video call. It's just whatever you feel comfortable with. And you can remain completely anonymous, and you can text your therapist at any time. It is such an amazing resource. I also talked to my bishop, which is part of what I believe in, although I don't think that that resource is completely necessary. I think it's whoever you trust. Now, I really trust my bishop. He's one of my best friends, and his wife, I'm really good friends with her as well, so I just was able to talk to somebody before I actually came and told my parents, because I wasn't sure what to do and what to say and how I was going to get the help I needed, so I went to talk to people that I trusted.
Find those people that you can trust. I would think that when addicted, you may be second-guessing yourself often. Who is somebody I can trust? Who am I willing to make myself vulnerable to?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a challenge, I would think.
Oh, I don't even know how many mind blocks I had to overcome. I went through so many just trying to convince myself I wasn't alone and people actually did know what I was going through, when I really was just feeling there's no way that people know what I'm going through. Are you kidding? I'm the only one experiencing this. Yes, you are the only one on your journey. And things might not be completely the same. But that is okay. That your journey is different. But there are people who've gone through similar things. And I think you really need to hone in on empathy instead of being dragged down in a pit of I am worthless and sad and just staying in a place of self-pity. Because that's where I stayed for the longest time. I was constantly doubting myself and basing my worth off of everything that I had experienced and gone through. And I was just like, you know what? I can't talk about this because other people are going to judge me. I'm not as strong. A lot of people looked at me as this girl who was perfect. I remember getting comments about it when I was younger. You can do everything. You play 18 instruments. You sing beautifully. You win all these music competitions. But that is my forte. Like, I could never beat you in a dance competition or an art competition. You have to draw. So I always brought that up. I'm like, I can't do everything. I just have my special things that I can do. But a lot of people would be like, but you're just so happy and social and have so many friends.
I can see that. I can also see the strength of whatever talent you may have and focus on those. And that'll be a building block for building confidence in yourself.
I completely suggest focusing on those. Focusing on what you're good at. And also using your trauma knowledge, what you've been through, for the better. Being like, hey, you may have gone through this thing last year, but your friend is now going through the same thing this year. And this time, you are in a position to help. Use it as a strength. Don't regret anything. And move on. And use it to inspire other people. Tell them that they can do it as well. It's not impossible.
Again, lots of great influences. Music is a healing tool. It's an empowering tool. You have actually one more song we want to showcase today.
Yes, and that would be my song, Moving Forward.
Tell us about this song. Tell us the background behind it and what are some things people should be listening for.
Well, Moving Forward was the song that was completely written after I had gone through all of the trauma. It was when I was finally out of the hole, but I was still kind of angry. I was at the time. And originally the song was supposed to be more of an angry and unforgiving song. And this time, instead of following through with that, I said, I don't want to hold on to this anymore. I'm done being this girl that I want to move on. And today is a new day, and I get a fresh start every time I wake up, and I need to just make progress a little bit at a time and start forgiving.
I think that's a great message. Fantastic song. Right now for our acoustic campfire concert, this is Hallie Hales.
All right, this next song that we're going to go to, it's a song that I wrote called Moving Forward. You know, it kind of started out as a breakup song, but I decided to move past that and decided to write a song about forgiveness. So here's Moving Forward.
It's the same blue sky, but a brand new sky every day. There ain't no cloud shaped like the ones from yesterday. 'Cause you can't take back lost time if you try looking back. clutches and leave it all behind and learn how to be a little more kind. Let go of bad intentions, awful first impressions. I know even I have had a few. 'Cause letting go and moving on can let in somebody new. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Get out of your bed. There's more to their life than you or I can even see. 'Cause you can't take back lost time. If you try looking back, life will only leave you behind. So stop holding grudges, your emotional crutches, and leave that all behind. Awful first impressions. I know even I have had a few. 'Cause letting go and moving on can let in somebody new. Come on, let somebody new. Awful first impressions. I know even I have had a few. But letting go and moving on can let in somebody. Letting go and moving on can let in somebody.
Again with Hallie Hales for our acoustic campfire concert. A fantastic song to wrap things up. One of your newest numbers?
Well, ish. One of my newest ish. I do have a ton of other songs I have yet to put up on YouTube, and I mostly do Instagram, although it's not quite dedicated to my music yet. I am just getting there and finally starting to actually get a move on with putting this on Spotify and iTunes very soon.
Great musician, great, powerful music. I like your story, too. I like the fact that you're sharing this. I think it's very empowering for listeners out there. A lot of people might not be aware of this, but you actually are a motivational speaker, too.
Yeah. Along with my aunt, of course. Her name is Andrea Tesh, and she is just so amazing and has given me so many great opportunities to come and speak to youth groups, mostly down here in St. George. But I've also spoken at devotionals before, and I think it's wonderful just to try and educate, especially my peers, because they're all a similar age as me, and just tell them, hey, this is more of a recent thing for me. I'm not that much older than you. I just went through the ringer, pretty much. And you're not alone. And you can do it. And here are the resources. And I like to back up my story with a lot of basically the human mind and how crazy it is and just how natural it is to fall into these pits. It was just instilled into us. So you're normal. Let's just help you get out of this pit that you're in.
I don't think very many of us get unscathed through life without falling through a few chuck holes and potholes along the way.
For sure.
We're all looking for the same goal. We're trying to go the same direction. Look for those friends. Look for those good friends, counselors, for parents. They all want the best thing from you, and work that direction. You're awesome. Anything else you'd like to wrap up with? Anything else you'd like to share with folks out there? If folks want to find you on YouTube, where do they look for you? How do they find you online on Instagram and some of the other social media sites that you're on?
I know that a lot of my music, a lot of the things that I posted on YouTube were from 2 years ago. So a lot of more of my performances have been live, and I know I've gotten a lot of shade for that. They're like, oh, you should like post your stuff so we can listen to it instead of you just singing it live. But my YouTube channel currently is just my name, Hallie Hales, H-A-L-L-I-E, and then Hales, H-A-L-E-S. And then my Instagram account is HappyHallie5311. I hope to be posting more stuff in the future.
I like that. Happy Hallie. Happy Hallie 53?
5311, so 5311.
Check that out. That is awesome. And again, if folks want to connect with you, if they were looking for some inspirational music, if they're looking to have you perform, how do they connect with you?
I suggest just sending me a DM on Instagram, if anything. I usually actually do respond to most people who come to me on there. I know I also teach vocal lessons as well, so if they wanted to even reach out for those as well, just DM me on Instagram, and all my information is on there.
And if they're looking for a motivational speaker, same direction?
Same direction, yeah.
You are really a powerful person. I have so much respect for you. I'm sure I'm glad we had a chance to connect today and visit and share some things with listeners that I know we've never covered on this program before. We've covered other aspects with drug addiction, and we've covered other things, but we haven't talked in this direction before, especially for the youth. I have respect for you and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with and share with folks out there?
I think the last thing I just want to say is it's not over till it's over, and you got this. I believe in you, and just don't give up. Keep on fighting.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
He's leading the way along the back roads less traveled, exploring the woodlands, the red rocks and streams. He's sharing his campfire from season to season, new places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.